Carissa Larry here at the 92nd FFA National Convention reporting for FFA Today. I'm speaking with Gabby Barber of Oklahoma for Agriculture and Communications Winner. How are you feeling and what are your emotions at the moment?
I feel so shocked. I'm from a very urban city with over 167,000 people. So joining FFA was something that I never really dreamed of doing. I joined when I was an eighth grader and I hadn't even touched a farm until 2 years ago. And the biggest thing that I wanted to get across to my judges and even to people in my chapter is that there's a new face ready to be shown in FFA. And that's one of the kid who is like me, who hasn't touched a farm or who is disconnected from traditional agriculture. And I think that it's so special that I get to share my story with others.
And you mentioned you have a story. Everyone here has a story. Could you just tell us a little bit about your personal experience?
Absolutely. So my relationship with God has been such a huge deal to me. And ever since joining ag in eighth grade, I thought sheep showing was all there was. And so when I started getting involved with speeches and AgCom, and which led me to a proficiency, I just really tried to touch as many people as possible and shine that kind of light and to make other people's lives better and learn along the way.
Out of half a million people a part of the FFA, how does it feel to be that one?
I don't think it's quite hit me yet. I was a part of the AgCom CDE, and we had our results earlier today, and we were sixth in the nation, and I broke a national record for one of the test scores. And and I don't mean to sound arrogant in that regard. It's just that was 4 hours ago, and I still don't feel like it's really hit me yet. So catch me in a couple of days, and you'll see me freaking out a lot more.
What words of advice would you give those wanting to be in your position? I can see now you're happy, you're excited. What advice would you give to those people?
I'm very bad about getting in my head. I think sometimes I can be my own biggest bully. And so the greatest piece of advice I would give is to listen to those advisors who are close to you and who tell you that you're doing a good job, because chances are you really are and you can achieve whatever you want.
Gabby, could you tell us a little bit about what is life like after this? Are you in college or what is it like for you?
I'm a freshman at Oklahoma State University studying biochemistry with the plant biology minor. And even though it's not directly correlated to AgCom, I use those experiences every single day, whether it be writing or talking with faculty advisors. And that's something that's really important for my field. And so having these experiences and now with this kind of title, that's something that I can't wait to share with other people from Oklahoma or from my chapter or with people at OSU to advocate for agriculture.
And Gabby, being a part of a huge organization like FFA, we have people around us that support us. Is there anyone that helped you and to lead you on this path and to actually say, hey, I'm going to go through with this?
The first person to ever prove to me that agriculture and FFA is more than just sheep was my very first ag teacher, Alicia Symes. She's still in Oklahoma, but she transferred chapters. And after that, I got to become really close with Lindsay Herbert, who's my ag teacher now. Those two ladies have become like moms to me, and they're so, so special for everything that I've ever done. And my lives have changed because of them.
So there you have it. Here, our winner, Gabby Barber of Oklahoma for Agriculture Communications. This is Carissa Larry at the 92nd National FFA Convention. Once again, this is sponsored by Batty Rudder and Associates Red Brand. Thank you so much, Gabby.